Welcome back. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Ragini Michaels, who speaks internationally about finding happiness and inner peace on Fired Up with CJ. So we were just talking about how you become aware when you are feeling guilt and shame, and we gave a scenario of some language choices that you can make to compassionately state your point of view, but then also also talk to the other person about what's going on. And, you know, Chris, we've been actually having an interesting conversation with Chris, our station manager, while we've been doing this. And it's interesting, the response. I want to hear it was interesting hearing his response, which was a lot of, like, guilt and shame associated with this, which is not the intention of the show. So if there are other folks out there, I'd love to hear what your reaction to the show is. Call us, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819.
I think one of the things that when you talk about guilt and shame, you're going to be accessing it in order to understand what we're talking about. So if that's happening to you as a listener, sorry.
Right.
But it is a natural thing that occurs.
Right.
Because in order to understand what we're talking about, your system has to go and find it. You know, that's guilt, that's shame. Okay. The thing that I want to add that helps people deal with that is from a spiritual perspective, and I'm going to distinguish that from religious, but from a spiritual perspective, you are absolutely fine the way you are. You're designed exactly to be where you are right at this moment in time. Now, whether you believe that or not, it is, generally speaking, the thrust of most spiritual paths is that whatever is optimal. Life is basically an academy for learning, if you wish. That's one way of looking at it. But from a spiritual perspective, everything is made of the same kind of stuff, divine stuff, and divine stuff isn't imperfect.
Right.
Okay? But human beings are perfectly imperfect. And that's a very helpful way to understand it, that just because you feel guilt and or shame doesn't mean what you think it means, which is that you're intrinsically defective or there's something wrong with you.
Right.
From a spiritual perspective, you can still feel guilt and shame and be absolutely perfect and have a divine dimension that is actually capable of shining through the guilt and the shame, depending on how you relate to it. Okay, but the spiritual dimension is there if you look at this through the lens of spiritual thinking.
You know what happened to me, Ragini? If you were to do a little thought bubble in front of my head, it went from a frowny face to a smiley face.
Yay!
Well, no, here's the thing. I think that it's true that I think that what you point out is really interesting, that if, in fact, you're feeling guilt and shame even by listening to the show, that that's totally normal because you, in some ways, to totally appreciate what we're talking about, you have to access that within yourself.
Well, you do, because one of the reasons why you want to stop guilting and shaming other people is because you become aware of how really devastating it is.
Yeah,
and you can't really
point.
Know that till you feel it in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's part of the motivation to rise above the urge to make another person be different so I can feel better. Okay, is understanding that you're harming that person and thus yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, you don't let the person walk all over you.
Right.
Because you have to also take care of yourself.
Right.
And that's why the world that I'm in, which is trying to help people navigate these dilemmas, you know, who do I take care of in this situation? The person who's late or me?
Right.
Right. And how do I do that without, you know, and it's a constantly shifting ground. It's like being in an earthquake. You know, you never can. You have trouble finding your footing in it, how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's actually what my work is mostly about, is helping people learn how to find your footing in just these kinds of difficult dilemmas and scenarios that happen every day.
Yay. Another smiley face. A bubble. Beep. Smiley face. Okay, so let's wrap it up in terms of what we covered today. So really, it's we went through understanding and defining what guilt and shame is. And my favorite quote is the one that I said earlier, which is, we feel guilty for what we do. So there are external people who impose on us standards about what we should and should not do.
Correct.
And then we feel shameful for who we are. And that's really the most damaging aspect.
Yes.
When we feel less than, that kind of sinking feeling that you may have been feeling during the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when we inadvertently actually guilt and shame other people. Yeah. So the next step was really about how we're aware when we're guilting and shaming other people. And I really like some of the examples that you gave, whether it be the language choices. And there's good information on the web. They're called Gremlins by Richard Carlin. I think he wrote this idea of gremlins. And the words, whenever you find yourself saying should, must, have to, need to, that's one example. Whenever you're comparing yourself to another person, that's another example. When you're wagging your fingers, an example of when you're guilting and shaming someone.
Blaming someone.
I feel bad. You know, you made me feel bad when you did that, right? No. Mm-hmm. You made yourself feel bad when you did that. And it, when you hear yourself saying that, that's kind of a good time to explore what is it about that. So the second segment was really about stepping people around, getting more clear with when we actually are making others feel guilt and shame so that we can stop that. And the third was just talking about role modeling, what you can say so that you can be compassionate and loving to yourself and the other person so that we, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's mostly what we covered. I think the other piece that we aren't going to cover today and we might do in another show you suggested is how to respond when you're being guilted and shamed by someone else.
Right.
And what to do in those kinds of situations.
Right.
Which we just don't have time to.
Yeah. I mean, this program was so, it was something that I kind of went into not knowing what would evolve. But as I was writing out the script for the show, there's so much guilt and shame in our society. I mean, it is, and some of it good, some of it bad, right?
Right. And I know many people, especially in the spiritual world, have some parts of the spiritual world. Other parts say that, you know, shame, that's another thing. I don't want to go there. Let me not go there. But generally speaking, a lot of people want to get rid of guilt and shame. I think the easier thing to do is to understand it, because it's not, I don't think we're going to get rid of it anytime soon as a culture. So, but there are ways to help you become conscious of it and to work with it, which is what we would talk about in another time. Very specific ways.
Yeah. So this show was really about how you don't harm yourself or others. Mm-hmm. And really the next segment that I wanted to talk to Ragini about is what happens when people are trying to shame and guilt you. What is an appropriate response so that you don't have to feel less than or inadequate or shameful, but you can just be who you are and proud of who you are and stand in that power. So that will be our next segment, what you do when people are trying to inflict guilt and shame on you. I'd love to hear comments. So go on the web, www.fireitupwithcj.com. And tell us what you think. I'd really like to hear your thoughts on the program, what kind of scenarios or that you would like to have us handle the next time, because similarly, and then each program will give you some language choices to make when things happen to you. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on what would be helpful for you to tackle this very difficult issue. So, Ragini, thank you so much.
Welcome.
I think this is really an interesting program. Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, it is the month of May, and in honor of spring, we'll have 4 shows on food and gardening. And next Thursday, Amy Pennington, who will teach us how to build a great garden, especially for those of you who don't have a lot of space, so how to do an apartment garden, and stocking your pantry. So have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.